I'm visiting with Diane Martin with Ray and Kaiser. And Diane, we are getting ready for a big party. In fact, more than one party at this National Agri-Marketing Conference. Let's start out talking a little bit about how Ray and Kaiser has been very supportive of the Agri-Marketing Conference for years.
Yes, we have. And Steve Ray and Van Kaiser, the founders of Ray and Kaiser, have always believed heavily in professional development and being a part of that larger ag community. And then in recent years, you know, we've been a sustaining partner with NAMA for the last 4 years. And with that investment, we decided to really kick it up a notch, if you will, to heighten our involvement and presence in a bit of an unexpected way, but also just to provide some level of consistency, whether we're sponsoring the National Marketing Conference or regional events, boot camp, and fall conference.
Well, one of the things that Ray and Kaiser is doing that's relatively new is a thing called an After the After Party. Tell us how this idea came about, Diane, and you know, how long have you been doing it, and what do you think about how that's going?
Well, the inspiration for the After the After Party came about, I think, about 5 years ago when a fellow R&K'er, after a night of having fun at all of the parties, came back to the Hyatt lobby craving some pancakes. And instead, our opportunities were just milling about the lobby. And so we decided that we would take some action in the following year and sponsor a pancake breakfast to help everybody finish up the night of catching up with old friends and fill up their beer-filled tummies with some pancakes.
Yeah, a few carbs on top of that is always a good thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you have planned this year?
Well, you know, We're taking it outdoors this year since we're going to be in a warmer climate. But there's a new chapter in Pancake Ray's life. He's been experimenting with the menu, so there might not be pancakes this year, but there'll still be some good breakfast items. And we've got a few new little promotional items that will give people something different to take home besides a paper diner hat. So we're excited about the menu, and we're really excited about the venue.
Yeah, I've had a little discussion with Ray already, and so some pretty exciting stuff there. What do you think it is that makes this After the After event so successful?
You know, I think a lot of it is because we just simply don't take it too seriously. And I think the other part of it is just going back to that point of inspiration, is we're solving a classic need that most people have after a night of having fun and partying is that much needed midnight breakfast. I think also it was an unexpected event the first year it came out, in terms of somebody starting a party at midnight instead of at 9 o'clock at night. And then with Ray, Pancake Ray, coming on the scene, it's definitely brought a different level of fun and always some additional stories along the way.
Yeah, you could say that it's brought a real character. It has its own character. Well, and his name's Pancake Ray.
Yes.
Well, and by the way, I mean, I know he's bringing a food trucker, or supper trucker, breakfast truck, or whatever he calls it now. But should we issue, do you think, any kind of warning ahead of time? Because when I chatted with him, he said something about seeking romance and, you know, and that he has an air mattress in his truck.
You know, that's always been a risk with Ray, is he's always looking for romance. So, I think this is a girls and ladies be warned when Ray shows up for breakfast.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I understand you're doing this year is that for every breakfast that you serve, you're making a donation to the Agribusiness Educational Foundation, or ABEF. Tell me about your support for this foundation and what you've done and what that means to Ray and Kaiser.
Well, Ray Kaiser, again, going back to its founding, has always supported ABEF in some fashion, and we've tried to attach some level of broader industry involvement off and on over the years. So a few years ago, we did the text program, the R&K Q&A, where for everybody that answered a texted an answer to a daily question, it tallied up to a contribution back to ABEF. And then I'm sitting on the board of ABEF, and so have been part of working on other fundraising initiatives. And from a perspective for Ray and Kaiser on why we want to make that investment and be a part of it is that they're, by supporting ABEF, which helps get young people started on their careers, we're investing in future R&Kers by being a part of that organization.
Yeah, that's,
so we have a selfish motivation too.
Well, it's a real value there. I mean, any of us that have our own business or manage a business in agricultural marketing, we definitely need some up and comers, because some of us, you know, have been doing this a long time. If you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah. Some of us have more gray hair than we care to admit.
Well, we hope that, support of something like the ABEF and the conference in general, because we do have such a large group of students that come for the marketing competition, that, this thing just keeps growing and helping our industry on a national level. So before we go, maybe a personal note, just why is NAM important to you? What has it meant to you personally, professionally?
You know, it's, you know, I think there's, for me personally, there's three cornerstones to why I like NAMA and I want to continue to support NAMA, you know, on a personal level as well as from the organization. But it's, you know, there is that professional development, and, you know, whether it's fall conference or national, the AMC, you know, you get exposed to some great speakers and new thinking, and there's always nuggets that we bring back and share and even try to apply along the way. And obviously it's that professional community and friendships. It is a great way to stay in touch with the industry, swap ideas, swap some war stories. And, you know, there's a little bit, I guess, of that feeling of a fraternal organization that comes with it. And then obviously, there's the recruiting component of it, but there is something very rewarding about being around the students at the national event, where they're having fun, they're learning a lot, but they're always very appreciative of the time and the money that that sponsors and NAMA members give to them. And that's pretty rewarding right there.
Hey, I fully agree. I just love seeing them, love seeing the enthusiasm when they get into that competition, and especially there at the very end. So
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Diane. Looking forward to a great agri-marketing conference with Ray and Kaiser as one of the sponsors. And we're really glad that we can work with you to help kind of promote that after the after party. And then we'll certainly be there represented. And I'm looking forward to what's on the menu.
Thanks, Chuck. And I am confident that you will be pleasantly surprised and probably not as sticky as you've been in prior years.
Yeah, we hope. We hope, because it could. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.